Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Nowicki, who joins us now. Stephen, welcome to Hardline.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So, Stephen, I'm looking at your history, and there's not much political background. What's brought you into this race?
Well, I finally got to a good place in my life between my career and I got married earlier this year. So I had some ability to open my life to politics since I had enough time to dedicate to it. So last year I started going to board meetings. I was bright eyed and bushy tailed. I thought Cheektowaga would just be a boring town of people rubber stamping stuff, making sure the town operates properly. And I came to the first meeting and it was just monkeys throwing poop at the wall. It was a disaster. So I started voicing my opinion on why I think the town needs to operate better. And it felt like it was falling on deaf ears. So after months and months of trying to put my voice out there and not feeling like it was heard, I decided I should run for the board itself so I can make the change I want to see happen.
Now, you're running against a former supervisor of the former supervisor of Cheektowaga. It can't be an easy task that you've put yourself in.
No, it's definitely a difficult race, but, I think I'll have the upper hand. I mean, this is a previous Democrat running against a current Democrat, so it's an interesting race. I think there's a lot of things that I could have done a little better than her, and that's why I'm running. Like, specifically, the crisis we're in now with our budget, I really think is because of what she threw in our lap. The budgets that she put in place as supervisor, you know, spending $10 million in new expenses when only raising about a little over $2 million. You know, I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this show, you know, use a credit card. And if I tell them, you know, if I earn $2 million more in a month, but I spent $10 million more, that, I'm going to have to pay for that at some point. But we kicked the can down the road. That was one of my big complaints as I was speaking at council meetings, was we can't keep kicking this can down the road. And now we're at a point where we have a tax hike that we have to pay for these things we've already spent money on, and somebody's left holding the bag. So we have to clean up the mess that was made previously. And I've been knocking at a lot of doors. I've been talking to a lot of people, and it seems like a lot of the residents in town understand that. And I'm here today to hopefully get that message out to anyone who hasn't heard it yet.
You know, obviously, our last guest, Councilmember Jasinski, he opposes the proposed budget. You say that it's money that it's stuff that's, and I've heard this from the supervisor as well. It's money that's already been spent. It's things that need to be paid for. When you look at this budget, when you hear what's been presented, do you see any other places, any other way to bring that money in than raising the tax cap?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Another one of my big gripes that I've been having is for the last 2 years, we have not been chasing grant funding from either the state government or the federal government. We have a lot of roads and sewers in this town that need to be repaired that absolutely qualify for grant funding. So when we have all these workers in the town who are going to be going to work, ready to do a good job for us, I've seen the work they do. I know they do quality work. We need to be chasing that grant funding because I don't want to pay for every single one of those dollars that goes into fixing the roads, especially when there's grant funding available to us. So we have to chase all that money. We have to make sure every dollar we can get that's not coming out of directly a Cheektowaga resident's pocket is where we're getting it from. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't pay for anything that's our responsibility, but if there's an opportunity for us to get more money to make our community more beautiful that's not coming out of my pocket and your pocket, how is that not something we'd want to do? That'd be the first place I'd be go to. finding money. Additionally, we're in such a tough place when it comes to cutting the budget because we even hired a comptroller earlier this year, over $100,000 pay package for this man, and he hasn't been able to find much cuts of anything. And now I don't blame him at all for that. I think he was set up for failure. I think we have a fairly sturdy ship here in Cheektowaga without a lot of bloat. Now, if there was any, he's had months and months to find it. And one of the most recent budget hearings that we've been having, he himself said, there's no pot of gold at the end of all this. There's no hidden pile of money just sitting there that we, you know, the Cheektowaga slush fund. If it was there, that's his job. He'd find it. I'm sure he's diligently doing his work to the best of his ability. But if the person who's employed to do that cannot find it, I believe they're working in good faith, so I don't think there's some magical pot of gold where all this money is that we can make cuts from without losing services or without raising taxes.
Stephen, you worked in the real world in the private sector for so many years, or you know, in a non-government job before doing this. What can you bring from that to what you even said at the beginning of this interview is a little bit of dysfunction within Cheektowaga government?
Yeah, so I'm a union electrician, IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. So by trade, I'm a construction electrician. I've worked in the field many years. In the past few years, I moved into a foreman's role where I'm now more on the side. I'm still in the field, but I'm more on managing jobs, looking at the finances, ordering material, managing teams of people. So I've seen the way that this board has been conducting the projects for town improvements, and we've been having our workers just sit on their hands a lot of the year, making our highway superintendent struggle to find work for them. So I want to bring my experience in construction, knowing how expensive it is simply to mobilize a crew out to a job site. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars just to move equipment to start a job, not to even do the work, just to get it there. So to make my understanding of grant funding, getting all the money we can get on the board to be on these projects, getting these workers out there early as we can in the year, using them as efficiently as possible. I've led the teams myself. I know how well it works. I know the hiccups we'll run into. And I just want to make sure that there's somebody on the board with my level of experience working in the real world, in the field, on these types of projects to understand, you know, when there's hiccups that happen, was it a reasonable one? Was it something we could have prevented? Is there a room to improve on it? Or was it, you know, just a freak accident? I think somebody who's been out there working in the field, doing this stuff day in, day out, would be a benefit to the board when a significant amount of our budget goes directly to projects like that.
You know, crime came up from the council member in the last segment. When you look at, you're a Cheektowaga resident, you are looking to be on this council. Do you think crime is being looked at the right way? Do you think there needs to be more emphasis on crime stopping? How do you view that that from the government role?
No, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, regardless of what the crime numbers are, if a resident doesn't feel safe in this town, it's our job to make sure they do feel safe. So whatever the numbers are, if our residents don't feel like they're being properly taken care of, we need to ensure that they feel safe in their community. Now, there have been a lot of break-ins and cars and thefts. That's terrible. It's terrible. It shouldn't happen. I mean, even I think it was 2 years ago, I had my car broken into. They stole some stuff out of there. It's a shame. Nothing ever came of it because, you know, it's hard to track that sort of stuff down. But it's terrible. We don't deserve that. I mean, I wish we lived in a community where people could leave their car doors unlocked, leave their house unlocked, and not be infringed on by somebody else that's doing something wrong. But unfortunately, we don't live in that kind of a society. I've been out door knocking a lot this year. I've been going through plenty of different communities, and I see the police. I see them out in the community. I see them talking to people. Even just a few days ago, I saw an officer who was there was a dog that got loose. Somehow somebody got bit. And as he was going to the man's house, the one kid that was walking said, "Hey, I know you. You're my school resource officer." They, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shook each other's hands, got to know each other. So I saw firsthand, just by happen chance, that policing in our community, they're out there. They know the people who are in these communities, and they're, you know, clearly have a positive impact on them. So I want to make sure there's more opportunities like that for the police to be welcome members of society. It's a tough spot to be one right now. I heard our rates for people trying to take police tests these days are down like 80%. That's going to make being in the community a lot harder when a lot of people don't want to do it. So making sure there's officers out there who have the ability to have a direct connection with the residents of the town and have a positive connection, I would love to see that more. That would be fantastic to have in Cheektowaga.
Stephen, you're looking to, you're on the campaign trail, you're doing fundraisers, you're meeting with politicians. Has there been anything that has surprised you about this attempt to be on the council, getting your, you know, getting into politics? Has anything along the campaign trail surprised you these last few months?
It's just a tremendous amount of work. If you really dedicate yourself to wanting to be involved in any political position, it's a lot of work. Earlier this year or last year when I was talking about running, my wife and I were having a conversation at the Kitchen Island, and she, was wadding up in tears, like, this is going to be so much effort. And I, like I said before, I bright eyed and bushy tailed, no, I'll be able to make this happen. It's not going to be a problem. And all these months later, I'll tell you, if you really are dedicated to being positive change in a town, running for an election, it takes a lot and lot of work. But it's a labor of love, you know. This is something you should be doing because you want to support the people around you, make your community a better place. And I didn't see a lot of other people doing that in Cheektowaga. I felt like I needed to do it myself. So even if it is a majorly laborious task and it takes a lot out of me, I'm sick right now. We're at the end of the campaign here, and I'm finally coming down with something because I've been so exhausted. But it's worth it. It's worth it. It's a lot of work. But if you really think you believe in making your community a better place and running for local office, do it. If you're determined, you can make things happen. You can make your community a better place. You need to have that drive. I think I do. And if you want to run for office, make sure you do as well. It's fulfilling. I'll tell you that. It's fulfilling. It really means a lot to see people who are out in the community that you've either sent flyers to or knocked on their doors before, and they give you a positive interaction of, hey, you know, I really do think you're going to make change for the better. That it's heartwarming. Those small moments like that make up for all the effort that goes into this.
You know, when we talk local politics, you know, not until recently, it really didn't seem like local politics were right versus left, right? I mean, you would, if you're going to be a cross the ballot voter, it's more likely in a local election. Do you see this as a very partisan election in Cheektowaga in 2025?
I see it from the people who are running in the election treating it partisan, but not out there in the communities. In the communities, I really feel like the voters, a lot of them understand that national politics and local politics are separate entities. I've only had a small handful of people who I said, I'm a Democrat, they said they're a Republican, and we parted our ways. They weren't interested in talking. But I have had just as many, if not more, people decked out and, you know, Trump flag at their house, Trump hat on, Trump shirt. Okay, I walk up to that house. I don't really think things are going to go well, but it's still my obligation as a candidate running to try and talk to that person. You know, even if they do tell me no, it's still my job to talk to them. Just a few weeks ago, I was walking in my neighborhood or just a few blocks over, And I walk to a house, you know, see a guy inside, Trump hat, Trump flag outside, and knock on the door. I finally get to talk to him, and I was like, hey, you know, I don't really think I'm going to be your guy, but, you know, let's have a conversation. And we talked about actual policy and what we want to see change and who I was running against. And, well, first off, he said, oh, it's her. Well, maybe I will be going with you. And then we talked more about policy and what I want to see happen. And by the end of it, he's shaking my hand, offering me a water bottle. Hey, I'll vote for you. The Trump Emporium House just said they'd vote for me. Like they understand that local politics is not about national politics. They know they want their community to thrive and they can separate the two. So there is partisanness with the people who are running, but I really think the people in the community understand that they are not the same thing.
With that in mind, Stephen, on Thursday, the county executive posted an 18-second video in which he said, if you're outraged by the Cracker Barrel logo and not the construction at the White House, you're in a cult and you need help. Number one, do you agree with that? Number two, is that productive rhetoric in today's political culture?
I don't think I could agree with such a broad brush like that. I don't think that he's in a different position than I am, but I don't think there's as much positive outcome to that as there could have been. But I guess I can understand his frustrations. You know, he's seeing a lot of problems at a much bigger scale than I am. And I'm sure after a while, you know, that tears on you, that wears on you, and it's difficult. So I don't know if I'd say the people who are outraged about Cracker Barrel more than the White House are in a cult. I think maybe if you care about historical preservation, that should be a bigger concern. But no, I probably wouldn't use the same description myself.
Yeah, my thoughts are you have one side where the president's posting AI videos of him dumping sewage on protesters. On the other side, you have got the county executive saying that Republicans are in a cult. Isn't it time for cooler heads to prevail in politics?
You know, I wish it was. I'm trying my best to thread that line as best I can, but I think it's very difficult because when one side, I'm not even picking sides here, but if one side chooses to take the low road, they're at an advantage. It's not fair. It's cheating in a sense if you look at it in a moral way. But I think whoever takes the low road to get the win, unfortunately, that's the quickest path to get there. So it's when your person you're running against continually takes the easier path and it shows results for it, at a certain point, you have to think to yourself, like, man, this strategy isn't working for us and it is working for them. Am I saying violence is acceptable or that is the route we should take with this? Absolutely not. As somebody running for politics now, I have a very vested interest in there not being violence in politics. So I do wish the rhetoric would turn down. I just I'm seeing the frustration and I'm understanding where it's coming from. And I'll say I get it. I'm not saying it's acceptable, but I do get it.
Well, Stephen, in a time where it's difficult to get Democrats on this show, I appreciate you and I hope to talk to you again in the future.
No, this was phenomenal. I really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you for being fair and respectful. I hope to talk to you again soon. Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.